podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
God, you're the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Alpha and the Omega. God, I thank you for the privilege to stand here this morning, God, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. God, more of you and less of me. It's in your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. So this morning I've entitled this sermon Mail Call. And why did I entitle it Mail Call? I entitled it Mail Call because as you just saw in the short video, it's my understanding that God is like mailboxes. As the video stated, God looks different to each and every one of us. And there's several factors that play into that. One is when, where you were born, how you were raised. Another one is the kind of relationship that you have with your earthly father. How you view your earthly father tends to affect how you view your heavenly father. The other reason is some of your priorities in life, your goals, your ambitions, your passions. All of these things affect how we view God. All of these things will come into play with how we interpret who God is. So yes, for each and every one of us in this room, God does look different. Whether it is a very minor difference or a completely vast difference, God looks different to each and every one of us. But what I want you to understand this morning, just as that video stated, is why God looks different to all of us. To some, God is as useless as their mailbox. And to others, he is as important as their mailbox. This sermon this morning is really going to tie into my personal experience with mailboxes. Yes, the physical mailboxes. I have had 5 mailboxes in my lifetime. The first one was on Calle Villa Flores, D9. And it was a black mailbox. It had a black pole and it said D9. And that mailbox sat right in front of my parents' house. Now here's what I want you to understand. That mailbox was my parents'. So 95% of the mail that came to that mailbox was either addressed to Daryl Parker or Kimberly Parker. The other 5% was other people, and we don't know how it got there, but it ended up in our mailbox. So most of the mail is addressed to my father and my mother. So therefore, it's not my responsibility, it's not my chore, it's not my duty to look at that mailbox, to go get the mail. So in all honesty, growing up, I hardly ever went to the mailbox to get the mail. Only time I went to go to the mailbox was the week of about October 30th, and that's because that's my birthday. And my grandparents would always send a card with birthday wishes and a $20 bill. So those 4 or 5 days, I was like the little kid. I just sat there, come on. And I waited for that piece of mail that was coming with my name on it. But the truth is, I hardly ever used that mailbox because it wasn't mine. Now that I've grown up, I actually have a mailbox. It's also black with a black pole, but it says 216, and it's mine. It belongs to the residence that I live in. So therefore, the mail that comes to that, 95% of that mail is addressed to Daniel J. Parker. Once again, the other 5% is previous renters or owners, and I still don't know why it comes there, but it does. So 95% of that mail is for me. So I check my mailbox, but still, to this day, I am very bad at checking my mail. And being real honest with you, I only check my mail when I'm expecting something in the mail. Whether it's something that I've ordered, whether it's a paycheck, whether it's a love letter, that's all. That's the only times that I really check my mail. All honesty with you, I have never, not once, sent a piece of mail from my mailbox off. I do not use my mailbox to send things. When it comes to sending mail, I either send it from the church office or I go to the post office to send my mail. I don't know why I do that, but we'll get to that later. What I want you to understand this morning, what I want you to grasp, what we all have to agree on, is the simple fact that mailboxes have 2 purposes in life. 2 purposes. One is to receive mail. The other is to send mail. Can we all agree that that is the purposes of a mailbox? It's not to look as beautiful and weird as some of those did in the video, but rather it's just a mailbox. It's going to send, it's going to receive mail. Those are the purposes, the sole function of a mailbox. So this morning, if God looks like a mailbox, what mail is God sending you? Because the first point is God is sending you mail. God, the Alpha and the Omega, is sending you mail. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is sending you mail. John 16, verses 7 through 15 say this, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belong to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you." Just as this verse states, Jesus came. Jesus came as the Son of God. He lived a life. He died on the cross for our sins. He died on that cross so that he could be our advocate, so that he could sit beside God and literally plead our case, so that we could communicate to God through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. He still works in our hearts through that Spirit. So God is like a mailbox. When I say God sends you mail, God is sending you mail, I don't mean that when you go home today, and I really thought about it, it would have been great had I addressed a piece of letter and had it to you when you got home, and it was like, "From God, I love you." It would have been awesome, but you know, I don't think of those things till Sunday morning. But anyway, so God, when I say God is sending you mail, I don't mean he's sending you a physical letter, a physical mail. What I mean is God is speaking to your heart. God is speaking to your mind. Through the Holy Spirit, God is sending you messages. God is sending you mail. I wish that I would go home, you know, and there'd be a letter, and please don't send me mail, that said, you know, "Dear Daniel, I love you, God." And truth be told, I don't really need it to come on a piece of letter, on a piece of paper, because God speaks to our hearts. And God constantly reminds us of how much he loves us. But just like so many of us do when we check our mailbox, when I check my mail, and it's not regularly, but when I check my mail, I will walk across the street. Actually, I'm lying. I'll get in my car, and when I come home, I pull it. And I'll pull out the mail. And as soon as I pull out the mail, I begin to look through the mail. And as I look through the mail, I find what looks as unimportant. Because let's be honest, there is mail that comes to our mailbox that is unimportant. Proverbs 1, 23 to 26 says this, "Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all of my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you." When it comes to mail, there is so much mail sent on a daily basis. Actually, my neighbor across the street is a mail carrier, and they send mail. I mean, they work all day. There's so much mail. And in all honesty, I don't know how so much of it finds its way to my mailbox, because I have never signed up for certain things that come to my mailbox. I really could care less of what's going on in the city of Guam's newspaper, but it comes to my mailbox every month. It's going on in Guam, and then it's in a different language. But it comes to my mailbox. And the reality is that there is mail that comes that is unimportant. And me personally, I have grown accustomed to know which of this mail is unimportant. So as soon as I pull the mail out of the mailbox, I already know which letters are unimportant. And I never even open them. Quite frankly, this hand is the mail that's going in the house, and this mail is the mail that's going straight in the garbage can. And in all honesty, I throw away a lot of paper that I don't even read. Perfect example of unimportant mail. I am modern, so I pay all my bills online. And they're all set up for recurring pay, so I never have to worry about anything. My cable provider still feels the need to send me my monthly statement. And my monthly statement, you know, I'm just like, okay, by the time that it gets to my door, I have already paid my bill. So I am always, I take it and I throw it in the garbage can. Last month, they sent me the same piece of mail. And me, I looked at it, I said, this is unimportant, I've already paid this, chucked it in the mail. This month, my bank statement for my automatic withdrawal was almost double for my cable provider. That piece of mail was from my cable provider letting me know that, hey, Daniel, we're glad that you're still with us, but your 12-month promotional package has expired. And for the next 12 months, you're going to be paying almost double for the same cable. However, if you'll respond to this letter and extend your contract for another year, we'll extend the promotion for another year. But me, passing judgment on the same piece of mail that comes, threw it away. And I missed the opportunity to extend, because I'm very satisfied with my cable package, and I missed the opportunity to keep my bills lower. And those of you that know me know that I am very cheap. Anyway, so the youth really laughed. But anyway, so I missed that opportunity because I prejudged what came in the mail. I looked at it and I said, this is unimportant. Never made it to my left hand. Went straight to the garbage can. See, so many times, we as Christians, when God sends us mail, do the same thing. When God speaks to our hearts, when God convicts our minds, we think, okay, well, this isn't important to me. And we chuck it. We disregard what God is telling us. But as I've learned from this wonderful encounter with my cable company, not everything that we think is unimportant is truly unimportant. And quite frankly, what God sends you is not unimportant. I tell you that story not because, you know, I'm unsatisfied with my cable or anything of that nature, but I tell you that story because I really truly believe when God speaks to our hearts, when God speaks to our minds, it is important. It's not unimportant. And there's another group. So I go to my mailbox and I pull out my mail and I know what's unimportant, but I also know what mail is actually junk mail. Because let's be honest, there is mail and we look at it and it's junk mail. Junk mail for me is, promotional coupons for a restaurant that I would never eat at. Junk mail for me, once again, is a newspaper from Guam in a different language that I cannot read. Junk mail for me is those same bills that I have already paid that really don't matter. And quite frankly, we as Christians have the tendency to think that some of the things that God is sending us is junk mail. But Hosea 4:6 warns us. Hosea 4:6 says this, "My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priests. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children." So if you're anything like me, you are one of those blessed people to receive junk mail on a daily basis. It's such a wonderful opportunity to open your mailbox and 90% of it be junk when you're really waiting for that one letter. But if you're anything like me, when you open your mailbox, there is junk mail. And you can classify it as junk mail because it is useless to your life. It is unimportant. It is irrelevant. It does not matter. But for those of you in this room who are very fortunate, very lucky, you're like, you know what, Parker? I don't get junk mail. I'm sorry. I took care of that a long time ago. There is no junk mail sent to my mailbox. Let's flip from the physical mailbox to the virtual inbox. Yeah, because the truth is, all of us have email accounts for the most part. We all receive emails. We all get junk or spam in our email account. When it comes to emails, I receive about 50 to 60 emails a day. 90% of those emails are junk. Once again, how they got my email account, no idea. But what I do know is that I open my account and I have all this junk mail and all this spam and then one letter from my parents. And it's beautiful because I search through all that junk mail for that one letter. And just as our verse this morning in Revelations 3, verse 19 says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline." so many times when God is speaking to our hearts, when God is speaking to our minds, we look at it as being scorned or as being, hey, you can do better. Or, you know, well, I have better plans for you. You need to straighten up. But the truth is God is not sending you those messages, that mail, to scorn you or to put you down, but rather to build you up, rather to protect you, to make sure that you're okay. The little hints that he sends to our hearts, they're for our good, not for our bad. God speaks to our hearts. God speaks to our minds. It's not to be mean. It's not to hurt. It's not to tear us down. But it is to bless us. It is to protect us. It is to correct us when we go off the wrong way. So if God is like a mailbox, and in all honesty, you got to go there with me this morning. God is like a mailbox. So if God is like a mailbox, what you need to understand is God is sending you mail, and that mail is important. Key theme for you here is God does not send junk mail. God does not send spam. God does not send mail that's unimportant. He only sends important mail. And God wants us to see that it is important to our lives. When it comes to the mail, the messages that God is sharing with your heart, speaking to your heart, laying on your mind, God wants you to understand that that's important to you. That's important to your life. So when it comes to the physical mail that you get placed in your mailbox, or when it comes to the virtual mail that's in your inbox, we all agree that there is junk mail, there is spam, there is also unimportant mail. But all tied up in that, there is a little bit of important pieces of mail. When it comes to God, there is no junk mail. There is no spam. There is no unimportant mail. There's only important and vital information for your spiritual walk and for your physical well-being. John 6:35 says this, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" God is sending you mail. God, the creator of everything, is sending you mail. God, the Alpha, the Omega, is sending you mail. God, the man who sent his son to die on the cross for your sins, is sending you mail. And he's only sending you important mail. So now we get to the second part. We get to the second part of this wonderful teaching. And we all agreed at the beginning, and now you can't take it back, but we all agreed at the beginning that the purpose of a mailbox is to receive mail, but also to send mail. We all agreed, so you can't retract now. But my hope is that you are not like me when it comes to physical mail. Because like I shared with you earlier this morning, I have yet to once in the 2 years that I have lived at the house that I currently own, open that mailbox, put a piece of mail by, and you know, lifted up that flag. I don't even know if the little red flag lifts up, because it's, you know, probably rusted and it ain't going to do anything. In all honesty, we get to the part now which is about us, which is about you. If God is like a mailbox, what are you mailing God? My hope this morning is when it comes to your spiritual mailbox, that you look nothing like me and my physical mailbox. My hope is that you have a constant relationship, constant mailing system with the G.O.D. But for me, I shared with you earlier, and I was actually very honest with you, and I want you to just go with me for a minute. My mailbox, I receive mail from it, but I don't send mail. I don't know why. My mailbox works, perfectly functional. Mail person comes, they're my neighbor. They come, they take the mail. But for me, I either send it from the office, I don't know why, maybe it's because there's free stamps, but I send it from the office, or I go to the post office. And I, you know, and the post office is right, you know, down the road, but I go out of my way to mail these few letters that I send, to mail them. Spiritually speaking, God sent his son to die on the cross to be your advocate. He did that, so when it comes to your spiritual mail, you don't have to go to church, you don't have to speak to a preacher, You don't have to go through someone to talk to God. Jesus, who is the advocate through the Holy Spirit, you're able to do it from your home. Your mailbox at your house works. You're able to talk to God at any point in time. You don't have to go to a certain place. You know, you don't have to, you know, go to the post office. You can just mail God the letters every day, whenever. You can, you know, you can get on your knees and pray and talk to God. Truth is, yes, I'll be honest with you, spiritually speaking, God sends me mail all the time. Wonderful, important, vital pieces of mail. And if we're going to be real honest and we're going to be real vulnerable, I don't always respond the way I should. If we're being real honest, God is constantly sending each one of us mail. He's constantly speaking to our hearts and convicting us over things. But we don't always respond the way he wants to. The first point for you is this. Some people are not responding at all. There are people out there that are satisfied to only receive mail. But if you're only receiving mail, then your mailbox is not working at full capacity. Your mailbox is only doing half of what it's supposed to do. That's where I'm at. My mailbox, you know, my mail person probably never expects to have to send mail from my mailbox. But if you're there, there are people there with you who are satisfied to only receive mail. My parents have moved to China, and when they moved to China, they were in Thailand for a few weeks taking training courses, and one day I opened my mailbox, and there was a postcard. This postcard was from Thailand. This postcard had places that they had visited or restaurants that they had eaten at, and it was beautiful. I was like, wow, this is awesome. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a picture with Ashley, and we're going to stand in front of the house. We're going to make our own postcard, and I'm going to send it off to them. I was excited about that. Then I, you know, turned it over, and I'm reading. I'm like, oh, that's good, that's good. And in the top corner, I noticed that the postmark date was 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks is how long it took to travel from China to King, North Carolina. So I immediately was like, okie dokie. Opened the computer and was like, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, thanks for the postcard, love you. And I sent it. Yes, I responded. My parents get about 150 emails every day. They do that. That's part of it. And for them to just get one email, you know, that they open and from your son, Daniel Parker, hey, thanks for the postcard, love you, is probably not as significant as the postcard was to me. Because in all honesty, the postcard was really only significant to me because it came from my parents. But more than that, it was a postcard from a place that I've never been that my parents sent to me. I never get postcards, except for when they go to weird places. And that's what meant so much to me. And in return, I was satisfied to just say, thanks for the postcard, love you. I was satisfied to not in turn do the same. And the truth is, there are people out there who are comfortable to constantly be receiving from God. Because as we've talked about this morning, God is always sending us mail. Not just any mail, God is always sending us important mail. And there are people out there that are satisfied to just receive mail and never send mail. And then there are other people out there. Second point, some are too comfortable to move. For some of us, when it comes to physical mail, and let's be honest, this last week's been hot. You know, I mean, it's been really hot, and quite frankly, my mailbox has been sitting there because I'm not going to walk across the street to get it. I'm too comfortable in my couch with the Euro Cup soccer on my TV to get off of my couch and go get my mail. It can wait. Spiritually speaking, some of us are in the same boat. We know that there is mail. We know that God is speaking to our hearts. We know that God is convicting us of things that we're doing. But we're too comfortable where we're at. See, the people that are too comfortable are not the same as the people that aren't responding. Because the people that are too comfortable understand that Jesus died for their sin. Understand that they must ask for forgiveness for their sins. Understand that they've got to go to church. Understand that they've got to be involved. They understand that God has done all these things for them, and they are grateful for that. But when it comes to God saying, here you go, here's a letter, here you go, love you, here you go, hey. When God is blessing them, when God is taking care of their family, when God is meeting their physical needs, when God is providing miracles when it comes to needs, they're grateful. They're happy. But when God says, all right, will you give me one day? Will you serve me for 1 week? Hey, would you take a lifetime of service in my name? They're quick to go, ooh, wait a minute. No, I'm good. I enjoy receiving the mail. I'm so grateful that you gave your son. God, you know, we're good. I'm comfortable where I'm at. So you have your first who are not responding at all. They're good with just receiving blessing. They're good with receiving what God has for them. But they're not going to give anything back. And then you have your others who are grateful and thankful for what God's given, but are too comfortable to give back. When it comes to sending mail, if God is a mailbox, if God is represented by a mailbox, God wants us to send mail daily because we see how important it is. It's your final point this morning. God wants you to send mail. God wants you to be in constant communication with Him, not because Daniel stood up here and told you you had to, not because you feel, oh, I got to do it. No, but because you understand that there is an importance in constant communication with one another. Those of you that are wiser, those of you that have been around longer, those of you that are older, I'm not picking on you. I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, no offense. But you are the group in this room who can remember a time when there was not email, when there was not internet, when there was not cell phones, when there was phones, but they were only for people calling people within the same state. You didn't call outside of state, much less a different country. You can remember that. Those of you in this room who are like, wow, that's ancient. Go there with me for a moment. You're in a time where there's not internet, which means there's no Facebook, so you can't, you know, do that. There's no cell phones, which means you can't text. You can call the people that are local, but for instance, we have some people in our church who can remember right back to this time when the only way to communicate with their significant other as they served our country or as they were off in a different country on the missions field was through pieces of letters in an envelope mailed. So, go with me again. You have this, you know, young male serving our country. Dear so-and-so, I love you. I miss you. They write this letter and they send it. Or you have this young lady. Dear so-and-so, hope everything's well. Love you. You have this person who sends this letter. You have this person who's a whole different person who sends a letter. If you are that guy who sends that letter to this other girl, or you're that girl that's sending this letter to this guy, and you get no response, so you do it again. Dear so-and-so, dear so-and-so. You get no response. If you stand there and you send another letter, haven't heard from you, hope everything's good, no response. Those of you in this room who kept communication with your loved ones, your significant others that way, those of you who married those beautiful women or gentlemen who you contacted via mail, had they not responded, had they not communicated with you, you probably wouldn't be sitting there married to them. The relationship just doesn't work if you don't have communication. If your only way of communicating is via letter and you send a letter and no response, you send another letter, no response, you send another letter, no response, either my mail's not getting there or they don't care. So usually you're like, all right, I'm done. Some of us who are a little more, you know, kind-hearted and lovey, we send another one or another one. But if you don't get a response, you give up. So if that doesn't work, why on earth do we expect that to work when it's our relationship with God? Why on earth do we expect for God to constantly be sending and us never to be responding and think it's going to work? A relationship, and I've shared with the young people, takes both parts, giving 50%. And as I was informed by a very wise man, a relationship doesn't take both parts giving 50%. Takes both parts giving 100%, not expecting anything in return. God pastor, perfect example. He's sending everything. He don't expect anything in return. He's not like, hey, I sent you a letter. I was speaking to you. Get up and move. Because if not, I'm not sending you another one. No. God sends you. God says, hey, I love you. You need to change. It's your choice to respond or not. You don't respond, hey, I love you. You need to change. God sends people into your lives. For those of you in this room who can relate with any of these aspects, whether it is the first point where you're good, God's sending me letters, but it's really unimportant to my life, or it's junk mail. For those of you that can relate to that, and you kind of have an understanding, you know what, God has been speaking to me, and I have been disregarding it, or I have been throwing it away. I encourage you to listen. Because God is not sending you junk mail. God is not wasting your time. God is sharing his heart with you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. God knows what he has for you. And he's not trying to waste your time. For those of you that can relate to, you know what, Daniel? Hey, I'm too comfortable to move. Those of you that are too comfortable to move, think of this. At some point in time, someone, whether a parent, a sibling, a minister, a friend, someone you didn't know, a missionary, someone took out of their time to get uncomfortable and share their faith with you, to share who Jesus was with you. Can you not do the same? My Sunday school teacher when I was 5, her name was Rose. I called her Miss Rose. She was my Grandma Rose, wasn't really related to me, but we called her Grandma Rose. She took her time to share her faith with me as a 5-year-old, and I was a really bad kid. But she took her time to share. Because of that, and I'm a PK, I'm a pastor's kid. Because of that, my life was changed. Where are you? If God is a mailbox, and he is, we all agree he's sending you mail. It's important mail. I have this beautiful young lady sitting beside me. Her name is Ashley. And Ashley's been painting this morning. Ashley's a perfect example of someone who God has sent her a piece of mail. God has given her a talent. God has, hey Daniel, how about you ask her to paint during that teaching? So I ask, and she's like, okay. And she's nervous. We all are. I mean, it's nerve-wracking to be up here, but she said, okay. She wasn't too comfortable to move. She knew it was important. She understood that God had her up here for a reason. Ashley's been painting while we've been doing this, and the first painting, for those of you that couldn't see it, the first painting here represents Jesus, and he's sending you mail. And if you look back to Revelations, right here it says in verse 17, you say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich. You've got your fire. You've got your mailbox. There's pieces of mail in there. It says love, hope. God is sending you important mail. God is knocking at the door. Then you have your second painting, which is still being worked on. And your second painting has a mailbox again. A mailbox this time that is overloaded with mail. You've got your red flag is up. So you're sending out mail, and there's a whole bunch of mail, and if you look at this painting when it's done, they'll be sitting up here. The mail that is going out is in the shape of a hand, and you're sending your mail to God. This is how God desires for us to live. God desires for there to be mail in our mailbox from him, and for us to be sending mail to him. Because after all, it takes communication for a relationship to work. And that's what we are seeking. We're seeking a relationship with God. This morning when you opened your bulletins, I'm hoping that you saw some odd piece of paper, something different. And you were probably like, oh, okay, Parker's there, so he put an envelope in there, whatever. He's weird like that. And I am. But here's what that is. There's nothing in it, so if you're looking for money, I'm sorry, I'm not your grandma. There's no money in there. But there is a symbol, a representation of this teaching. There is a blank envelope. Here's my desire. My desire is that you take this home. You write on it whatever you've got to write on it. Whether it's, hey, talk to God daily. Or whether it's, hey, I love you from God. Or whether it's, hey, dear God. I don't know. You write whatever you've got to write on it to remember that God's desire for your life is for there to be constant communication. God's desire is for you to send mail daily. And then you put it somewhere that you're going to see it every day. Whether it be the mirror on your bathroom or your nightstand or your refrigerator. You put it wherever. So that every morning or every evening when you see it, you're reminded of the importance of having a relationship with God. Of the importance of staying in touch with God. Because God is sending you mail. For some of you in this room, God is speaking to your hearts right now. For some of you in this room, God is convicting you of things that are taking place in your life right now. Don't be too lazy to move. Don't think that's unimportant. Don't think, well, that's not for me, that's for someone else. Wrong guy, God, sorry. What I want you to understand, for those of you that God is speaking to, and he is speaking to you, it is important. So listen and respond. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for the truth that we find in your word. God, I thank you that you are not like the typical person when it comes to mail. That you don't give up on us when we don't respond, God. God, I thank you that you gave your son for our sins, God, so that he could be our advocate, so that we can have a relationship with you through him. God, my prayer is for those in this room who may be struggling when it comes to responding. My prayer, God, is that they would desire to get uncomfortable for you. That they would remember that someone got uncomfortable for you, and that's why they're here. God, my prayer is for those maybe in this room, maybe those who have family members, God, who could care less about responding. My prayer is that we would be those to get uncomfortable and to share your word with them, God, and that our desire would be to respond daily to you and to keep a constant chain of letters. God, your word says if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. So God, my prayer for myself, God, is that as I draw near to you, that you in turn would draw near to me, God. And for those in this church, God, as they draw near to you, God, draw near to them, show yourself to them, make yourself real in their lives. It's in your holy and precious name we pray.